American companies have been cutting costs by sending some jobs overseas, and some of those manufacturing and customer service jobs left rural communities where low rent and wages first attracted outsourcing work. Now there's an attempt to bring outsourcing jobs back to smaller cities and towns, as NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Rural sourcing is both a company and an idea, sprouting in places like Magnolia, Arkansas, where some people consider this the sound of the past. That's a tree crashing to the ground on private land outside town. Cranes load the logs onto trucks for the trip to the mill. Timber, oil, mining, farming, and manufacturing have served Magnolia well for decades, but some say they don't keep enough local kids home, especially those who study at the local university.
That's our problem. We graduate, you know, 400 or 500 kids a year to Southern Arkansas University, and very few of them are staying in Arkansas, not to say even this county.
Lane Jean is the mayor of Magnolia, a town of 10,000 near the southwest corner of the state, with a classic revival courthouse on the town square, blooming magnolias painted on sidewalks, and a church steeple playing Baptist hymns on the hour. Mayor Jean worries about a brain drain of university graduates.
And we're just farming them out. They're going to be the leaders and the productive citizens in the Dallases and the Little Rocks and the Memphis and the Shreveports, and they're not staying here.
This is a familiar theme in small cities and towns, says Mark Drabenstadt of the Center for the Study of Rural America. He cites places once or still dependent on agriculture, timber, minerals, or manufacturing.
In a global marketplace, those commodities operate with ever thinner margins. So the real challenge for most rural areas is how do we go from a commodity economy to a knowledge-driven economy?
Some rural places actually have highly skilled workers, but not the work. Rural Sourcing believes they can do some of the outsourcing work now going offshore to India and elsewhere. That makes some in Magnolia think that this is a sound of the future.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Okay, we have Luis.
Here I am.
Naomi.
Here.
And Chris.
Hello.
A morning conference call links the headquarters of Rural Sourcing in Jonesboro, Arkansas, with remote workers based in two small towns. One of them is Magnolia, where program analyst Luis Medina and systems analyst Christina Madison do network services and web design work for company clients. Both are recent graduates of Southern Arkansas University and are amazed to find work like this in Magnolia.
Well, my peers that graduated with me, I don't think any of them have stayed around here. They were all extremely skilled, so they just moved away.
I know people that had to go to Dallas or Atlanta or, you know, the big cities to find jobs, because that's where the demand is, not really here in this town.
Rural Sourcing's plan is to target small cities and towns with universities and hire talented people like these who want to stay close to home.
I really don't like the big cities. They're big urban cities. Also, my wife's from here, so, you know, her roots are here.
Cost of living is lower, and I don't like the hustle and bustle. And when I had children, I wanted to raise them in a smaller community.
The company has a handful of corporate clients, 24 employees, and 4 offices in 2 states.
The concept in my mind is very much like Sam Walton with Walmart.
Kathy Britton White is Rural Sourcing's founder and president.
Not to be arrogant enough to assume that's the kind of success we'll have, but I love to read his story about how much people made fun of him when he decided to go to these out-of-the-way places to build the first Walmarts, and yet they were wildly successful.
White grew up in an out-of-the-way place, Oxford, Arkansas, population 642. She's also the former chief information officer for Cardinal Health, a $65 billion international healthcare company. She's a board member at toymaker Mattel and networking giant Novell. And she's created a virtual internship program which links technology students with major companies. White believes she can convince corporate executives to keep some outsourcing work home.
If we are sitting here with a customer that says, I absolutely love my offshore supplier and you would need to match it dollar for dollar, we would probably not be able to compete. If we're sitting here with someone that says, this hasn't worked as well as I thought because of the time differences, because of the cultural barriers, and you can be somewhere in the ball ballpark of 10 to 15% more, we want to talk with you.
At Rural Sourcing headquarters in Jonesboro, workers transform a warehouse into training rooms and offices. The company needs more room in a building owned by Arkansas State University. The university provides office space equipment and interns, all nearly free, as well as the pool of graduates Rural Sourcing hires. That keeps startup costs low. The company plans to bear all those costs eventually, but still expects to be competitive, given lower wages and expenses outside big cities. There's hope this will work with other services, including accounting, marketing, and financial planning. Terry Stinson is the dean of the College of Business at Southern Arkansas University in Magnolia.
Many jobs could fit that model, and we're starting with the ones that were the best fit. The technology area was the best place to start, but I don't think there's any limit to what we can do.
Well, there's this caveat from Mark Drabenstadt at the Center for the Study of Rural America.
The marketplace doesn't rest for anyone, and no niche is guaranteed forever.
In fact, small cities and towns are already littered with closed factories and call centers, initially attracted by lower wages and costs. Some closed and moved after finding cheaper places to do business.
The challenge is constantly to move up the skills spectrum and find a niche that lies beyond the reach of competitors in other countries.
At the Rural Sourcing office in Jonesboro, a programmer works on a client's internet website. Project manager Mike Walker supervises. Walker's a native of the area who spent 16 years away.
I feel at home, at peace here. And so to be here, this is my dream come true, to be able to work here at home, raise my family here, and still make a decent wage.
Rural Sourcing's goal is 2,500 hometown workers in 50 offices in 30 states, which won't fundamentally change rural America, and it won't stop outsourcing overseas. But it may help some places adapt as local, national, and global economies shift. That's if the idea works. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
To get a look at Magnolia, Arkansas, and get some information on rural outsourcing, visit npr.org.